Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Inside Sales Track SOC. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guests, Nim and Fabi from Sailuna. How are you guys?
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity, Rhea. We're excited to be with you.
No, thank you guys for coming on board. Now, I have to mention that Nim is Captain Nim, and Fabiola is First Mate Chef, and you folks have a catamaran that you sail throughout the Caribbean, correct?
That's right.
Yes.
Now, let's go to you, Captain. Tell me a little bit about your history, where you're from, and what led you to the Caribbean?
Well, I'm from Israel, and since I was a kid, I grew up in Haifa, which is a bay city. It's one of the biggest seaports in Israel, and I was always close to the sea and the water, and I fell in love. And I started sailing and being on and off boats since I was a kid. One time after my military service, I went to Thailand, and I was working as a paddy dive master, and we did some liverboats to the Similan Islands, which are very, very far islands between Thailand and Burma, and it's a remote destination. I remember one time after a long day of dives, I was sitting on the deck, and I watched a sailboat passing by. And I said to myself, oh my God, this is what I want to do. This is what I need to do. And this is where I think I got hooked with sailing. I didn't know much about what it means to actually live on a boat, or what it means to own a boat, or what it means to be a captain. I just I was on tiny boats before as a kid, but this is where I knew this is what I want to do in my life. When I got back to Israel, I didn't do it because I just had to do like everyone else used to do, you know, like get a career. I was in IT, and I became a CTO of a very big IT company in Israel. And then I've been there for many, many years. But the passion to the sea and for the sea was still there. By the age of 30, I already got my skipper's license in Israel, and I bought my first boat. It was a monohull. It was a Hunter 38. And I used to sail it mainly in the Mediterranean to Turkey and Greece. And I even crossed with it the Suez Canal. I went down to the Red Sea, went diving. For me, it was like, oh my God, this is my life. I'm living it to the fullest, you know? And after 5 years, I sold this boat. I continued with my career, and it kind of like became sort of boring. I really didn't feel that I'm in the right place or doing what I really feel I need to do, and I needed a change. And then I decided to quit my job, and I bought another boat in Croatia. It was a Geno 49. And I went sailing, and I crossed almost all the Mediterranean. I started in the very north part of Croatia. I went south the Croatian coastline. I crossed the Adriatic Sea to Bari in Italy, around the boot, Sicily, Sardinia, the Balearic Islands, south of Spain, and then Gibraltar. And I went out to the Atlantic. I've been in the Canary Islands, down to Cape Verde, and across the ocean to St. Lucia. And this is what, for me, it was the first time arriving to the Caribbean, and obviously I fell in love with all of these nice locations. I've been island hopping. I did most of the Caribbean islands, and I ended up in Puerto Rico, and this is where I met Fabi. And since the very first date, we are together ever since. We went sailing to Turks and Caicos. We went sailing to the Bahamas, and we ended up in Fort Lauderdale. We got married, and we actually lived on board, on the very same boat that I crossed the ocean with. And Fabi was a business analyst for a very big and known Swiss bank. She had to relocate to Miami, and they said yes, and I got another IT job. And although I really liked it, and it was very, very nice and kind of like homey company, I felt that all of a sudden I'm doing exactly what I tried to get away from, and the sea was calling me. So I offered Fabi, let's buy a bigger boat, let's buy a better boat, and open a business of term charters. Let's go to the Caribbean. We take people with us and show them what we do best, have fun, eat good, see and explore nice places. And this is exactly what we did. And we look back and we say, the only problem was we didn't do it before.
Yeah.
That's the only problem.
Just I think it. A lot of people have that same response. Fabi, tell me a little bit about your growing up years. Where did you grow up then?
So I'm from Puerto Rico. My family is Cuban. And I literally grew up on sailboats. My father had sailboat and my uncles. And so I was very familiar with this kind of lifestyle. I was not living on boat. I was living on land. And I grew up sailing in Puerto Rico and coming here to the Virgin Islands where we are right now. This was my spring break vacations or during the summer. I always had a feeling inside of me that I wanted to marry a sailor because I enjoyed sailing so much. I could see myself. And then when Nim came to my life, I was like, yes, this is it. This is my man. So like he said, we went together to Turks and Caicos and the Bahamas, and we ended up in Florida. And now we're in the Virgin Islands, and it's been 2 years now. We're doing our fourth season doing charters, and it's just amazing. It's just the best change ever. We wouldn't change it for anything.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, I have seen over the past, you know, few years that there has been a shift from monohull to a catamaran. What was it for you that took you from that monohull to a catamaran?
Well, it's funny because when I had to buy the previous boat, for me, it was like kind of like a dream coming true. I knew exactly the model and exactly the boat I wanted, and it was just perfect and amazing boat. And honestly, we lived on it.
We lived the boat
almost 5 years, and it was a really, really, really good boat. And you know, it kept me safe and comfy crossing an ocean, and everything was perfect. The only thing that we didn't have is enough space to host, and at least not in the levels that we are looking at now with the catamaran. And when Fabi and me, we just started dating, and we went to the Bahamas. The one time we were in Nassau, and we were walking on the docks in the marina, and I showed her, look, this is a Lagoon 450. This is a brand new model, and this is going to be the next boat. I think if we stay together, one day we will have it. And how long after?
Yeah, it was like a year and a half later, we put the deposit on Luna.
Yeah, so
on our catamaran.
It was another dream coming true. And we learned that to do a business or to have a business in the Caribbean, everyone moved a long time ago from monohulls to catamarans. I can count on one hand how many monohulls are doing business here as term charters. There are not many. And the reason is that you cannot compare the space and comfort that a catamaran has to a monohull. Although many of us will say sailing is a monohull and it's you really feel the sea and you get a lot of feedback from the sails and the way the boat move in the water, but you cannot compare the amount of space and the comfort you get with a catamaran. And one thing I can tell you for sure, catamaran also goes faster than a monohull. So we might not get the same feeling, but we go faster.
Well, I mean, you have explained, you know, quite a history of sailing, and you've been to a lot of absolutely stunning places in regards to, you know, being on the water. What was it about the Caribbean that made you want to say, you know what, if we're going to have a yacht charter business, this is where we want to have it, and this is where we want to stay?
Well, we have so many, I'm coming from the Mediterranean. We have so many nice places over there. What we don't have is a year-long season. And what we have here is crystal clear waters, gorgeous and lush islands, hundreds and maybe even more bays to choose from.
And great weather all year round.
And great weather all year round. Except I would say the hurricane season, which we don't control, but still, even in the hurricane season, we are sailing, we are on board, we don't go anywhere. We just try to tweak the system a little and go to places where the chances are better for us. But we are in the Caribbean all year long, and all year long we have warm days and it can only get from warm to a little more warm, but it never goes cold. So we are happy.
Is there any magical places that you think most people would never know about? And you don't have to tell us where, because of course, I'm sure being a charter yacht, you want to take people to those places yourself. But are there places off the beaten path that most tourists, even if they are going yacht charter, haven't experienced yet?
Oh yeah, even... You know, we live most of the time in the Virgin Islands. In every single island in the Virgin Islands, which can be very popular and touristic islands, we in each one of them, we have a secret spot that nobody goes to, each one of them.
So people charter with you can guarantee that they're going to find a hidden...
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It's just us and nature and it's beautiful. It's a feeling that you only when you live it, you know how to really explain, you know, you need to live it to really understand it.
I can imagine. So how has, I mean, prior to, you know, we had those massive hurricanes back in 2017, 2018, we had Irma and Maria. Then I think, you know, most of the islands were just recovering and then COVID, the pandemic hit. How are most of the places that you're going now, how are they being affected and how is that affecting your business?
Okay, the beginning it was really hard for everyone, not just in our industry, but in general, I guess in the entire world, borders being closed.
Uncertainty.
Tourists were not allowed to come into the islands. We had to make a decision in the last minute. Either we stay in the BVI or we move to the USVI. We moved to the USVI and it turned to be a good decision that we took back then. After 3 months, in June 1st, tourists were allowed to come back to the island. And knock on wood, we were busy since then. Everyone that could was looking for a solution to go and vent and to go to a relative safe place. And the islands are relatively safe place because not many COVID cases around here. Especially if you go on a charter boat, you have your little tiny bubble We are socially distant by definition. You will be with your family or friends, and it's only about you, and it's totally private. So you actually choose if you want to mingle with others or not, and there are not many options to do it anyway. So it was safe, and it happens to be that for us and all the other charter yachts around us, it was one of the busiest seasons ever. And we still see it going forward. It became a very, very popular type of vacation. You know, it's funny, but most of the charter yachts in the Virgin Islands right now are fully booked for this season. They're taking bookings for the season.
Yeah.
The next season, even before we started this season.
Yeah, you know, our season starts now in November.
Yeah.
And most of the boats are already fully booked for the whole season.
There are very, very, very few slots for each one to offer, if at all, you know. And we are looking now at 2023 season to get the bookings. And it turned that for us in this industry, it became more popular and kind of a good solution.
It's just that it has always been an amazing vacation, and now it's the perfect vacation for these times because it's so private.
Well, let me ask you, where are most of these tourists coming from? Where are most of your customers coming from?
I would say that the majority are coming from the US. Of course, Canadians are always very close to the US, so it's easy for them to come as well. But we have had guests from all over. Our very first charter was two couples from the UK. We had
Brazilians.
Yeah. We had Argentinians. We had Canadians. We had
the majority is from the US.
Yeah.
It's we the had easiest, Mexicans.
Let me ask you, as the chef, when people come on board, what can they expect? What type of cooking and you know, experiences can they expect when you cook?
Before she answers, I would say that we are known for the food.
Yes.
Narcotic.
Yeah, Luna is known for the food. We love to have guests that love food and that consider themselves foodies. My cooking is mainly on our background, on our heritage. We try to introduce our guests to dishes that they probably have never tried, just to expose them to new things. Like I said, I'm an island girl. I also have a European heritage. So from my side, it's more Caribbean style and also European, like more focused on Spanish and Italian cooking. And then on NIMS is Mediterranean. In addition to food and cooking as my number one passion since I was very, very little, I also enjoy traveling very much. And wherever I go, I try to take cooking classes. And usually the cooking classes, they take you to the market to learn about the ingredients on that area. And then you go to cook. So also I try to bring that also to our guests, things that I've tried cooking all over the world. So it's a little bit of everything.
Fabi cooks healthy food. Fabi cooks with local ingredients.
Many of the ingredients we
grow on board. We grow microgreens and we grow all the herbs. And we have locals that brings us either fresh fish or any kind of
seafood.
And we always, whenever we go, we try to combine the menu with the local ingredients that we can find and bring something that is unique to the place also to to the charter itself.
Yeah, but the charters are also very personalized. So when a few weeks before the charter starts, we send out a questionnaire. And on that questionnaire, it has we try to learn about our guests as much as possible. So it has questions about food, their likes, dislikes, if anyone has any food allergy or dietary restrictions. And based on that, I design the menu. So it's what I love to cook and what I love to share with people, but also based on the things that they like to eat and also any restrictions that there are. Same thing goes with the itinerary. We ask questions if they're more active, more laid back, how they want to spend their time here. And based on that, we also do the itinerary.
Well, I'm not a foodie, and I'm not a foodie, and I'm not a great chef. But I really, one day, I want to eat my way around the world, and that's kind of my goal in life.
Yeah,
but I think you know,
I'm getting very good at it.
The best places to eat are usually the places, and I've said this many times on not only this show but other shows as well. The best places to eat are those, you know, grandma's house, you know, not in the tourist places. You have to go and find these special places. Yeah, exactly. The markets, et cetera. I could be 300 pounds in a heartbeat if I allowed myself to be, because I do enjoy food, but it sounds
amazing. No, it's been incredible. We have great stories, like even visiting a restaurant in a remote place, and I talk to the chef and he's like, yeah, sure, come join me in the kitchen. I'll show you how I cook the food that you order. It's incredible.
What is your favorite dish out of every dish that you possibly could imagine making? What is your favorite dish?
That's a really tough question. Very, very hard. I don't have something favorite. I get that question a lot, and it's just so hard for me to, The most important for me is to have the most fresh ingredient possible, and that's just the best base for any dish. That's what I like to make magic to with what I have.
Well, you know, there's never a worse place to end than on the topic of food. And usually after we talk about food, I get hungry, so I need to go and eat.
Hungry.
Yeah. And you know, if you don't feed yourself, you get hangry very quickly afterwards, don't you?
Yes.
You guys, I thank you ever so much for your time. We're going to make sure to provide all of the information. You have a website that people can go to in order to book, and any questions that they may have. Are you both on LinkedIn as well?
Yes, we are.
We never change our profile from the corporate profile to what we do now, but you can link it anyway. Yeah.
But we have Facebook, Instagram, and our website. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, we'll make sure to provide those links. Listen, you have been listening to Captain Anim and First Mate Chef Fabi from Sail Luna. I thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
You've been watching another edition of Inside Sail Trek SOC. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.